No problem at all, any time.
First off, I have to ask about the top of the Championship, because I have to say, a third of the season through, and Newcastle, they look unstoppable, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I said it at the start of the season, and I'll say it again now. I mean, the Newcastle are simply too good for this division. That phrase, you know, too big to fail, it's caught a lot of people out in this division when teams have come down. You look at Wolves, who did the double dip, and Sheffield Wednesday, who never got back, and a lot of people thought they would go straight back up. But to be honest, Newcastle are simply a different beast. They've got no financial problems. They've got 50,000 people there every week. They've got a billionaire owner. They just do not belong in this division. And, you know, there's team spirit can get you so far, good players can get you so far, good manager can get you so far, but when you've got resources like that, you will get promoted. And I think when you look at Newcastle, there's no other team in the division who can take out a player from any position and replace him with a player of equal ability. Perhaps Jonjo Shelvey is an exception, but across the field, Newcastle can take out any player, put an equally good one in and get the same result, and that is what's going to win them the league.
I think you're right there. And I actually look at Newcastle this season. It wouldn't have surprised me, actually, if they were in the Premier League, that they'd be doing all right for themselves. Some of the teams are in the Premier League at the moment. Just look absolutely unstoppable just against just about anyone they've faced. And, Chris, I want to pick up on who they played. Leeds United, a team that were going in some really good form against Newcastle, but just came up against that unstoppable object. But I imagine Leeds do seem a really different beast from previous seasons. Really good to see them up and around that sort of top 10, top 6 so far this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they surprised a few people. I mean, but that result on Sunday, the 2-0 at Newcastle, I think they can discount that, really. You know, I mean, a lot of teams are going to lose to Newcastle, and in the end, it sort of took a mistake to kill off the game. So it's it's never here nor there, that result. Take that away and they'd won the last three, sort of two defeats in 10, 11 games. Yeah, Gary Monk's got it right. I think, you know, it was a bit sad at the start of the season because he lost three, barely, you know, one win in six, and everyone was saying, you know, he's under threat. But that was because he was at Leeds, and you're under threat at Leeds if you have a bad half. So it's He always said all along he was working to get it right, and I spoke to him last week actually, and he said at the start he was probably being too pragmatic in a way and searching for the result and changing his players, changing his system, desperately trying to get the 3 points. And it was only really when he sort of stayed much more true to his football and principles and tried to get that through to his players that the change came, and you can see that Leeds weren't an enjoyable side to watch for a lot of the last few years, but they have become that, and I think the fans are right behind Gary.
Yeah, that's what's absolutely fantastic to see as well, the fact that they've got, you know, a young British manager in there that is doing so well, and the fact that he has been given time. We know that Massimo Cellino, he's hardly been one of the best for giving his managers time since he came in a few years ago, but good to see that Leeds are making the back pages rather than the front pages for a change.
Well, exactly. And I think, sadly, I don't think Massimo Cellino will ever change. I mean, how old is he now? When he's in his 50s, touching 60. He's been through about 35 managers in his career. I don't think it's going to change, unfortunately. So if Gary went on a bad run, sadly, I would fear for him. But, you know, hopefully you can see what's happening. You can see that the gates are going up, that the crowd are behind the team. And he won't have one of his standard hissy fits and sack the manager and put them back to square one. I would love that to happen. Sadly, I'm not 100% convinced that will be the case.
Certainly very interested to see what happens to them over Christmas as well. And Chris, I've got to pick up on Huddersfield Town, because they were the real story going into this the first part of the season. Obviously, how well they were doing. Seemed to have dropped off a little bit of late. Naki Wells, obviously, we've seen reports in the Telegraph that he might be on his way in January. But it doesn't seem to be much that's really got David Wagner off of his shelf so far. And Huddersfield, I suppose any kind of a top 10 finish should be, it'd be great for Huddersfield, especially what we've seen the previous few seasons of just keeping their head above water in the Championship.
Well, that's the funny thing, isn't it? I mean, if you told Huddersfield fans after a third of the season that would be in a playoff position, they'd be cock a hoop, wouldn't you, in August? But because of the way the season started, there's understandably a bit of deflation. But I mean, you know, I think everyone's realistic. Everyone still thinks it's a great season and they're just having a bit of a dodgy spell. That was going to happen, I think, especially because they've got a lot of players from overseas who, you know, I spoke to Chris Lowe, the left back, a little while ago, and he was saying that, by the time they'd played 10 games, the German league hadn't started. And that's sort of quite telling, really. You know, those players aren't used to playing this many games in such a short period of time. And you can be as fit as you like, and they're one of the fittest teams in the league, we know that. But mentally, to concentrate for 46 games is hard, and that seems to be where the problems have come. They were so tight at the start of the season, and suddenly they've started making mistakes at the back. They've chopped and changed the back four a little bit. The keeper seems to have lost a bit of confidence. It's just those, you know, I think it's a mental thing, really, a bit of mental fatigue, possibly. And it's just not quite going from at the back. But, you know, like I say, they're going to be safe. They're going to push for the top six. I think that's a great season for them. And if I was Dean Hoyle, I think you've got to look at it. It would be an outside bet. It would be ambitious. But maybe I'll pick up the phone and call Middlesbrough and see if they'll give you Jordan Rhodes for 6 months in January, because the guy hasn't played a game yet.
That's very, very true, and I imagine Huddersfield Town fans would be right onto that, as there's still quite a lot of love for John Rhodes over at the John Smith Stadium, no doubt about that. And I just want to have a look at the bottom of the table as well, Chris, because a few teams have been struggling. Rotherham, they look pretty much sunk so far this season, but there's been quite a few teams that are in between that sort of 15 and 19 points at the moment. But some of the teams, you look at Aston Villa, I imagine they'll be moving away from there. Who do you think we can be seeing is involved in the relegation scrap come sort of January, February, Chris?
Well, not Aston Villa, that's for sure. I mean, I think they'll be top six, because they were always underperforming, and I don't think that was... I think Steve Bruce has come in and given them a bit of belief, but I think, to be honest, I think they probably would have got there under Di Matteo as well. The quality was too good. I mean, yeah, you know, you look at the teams down there and take your pick. It's a championship. It's so tight that you could have teams who were sort of 10th and 11th now who could plummet down. Obviously, you fear for Rotherham. They're down there every year. There's only so often you can tread water before you get tired and sink. So, you know, Kenny's a great manager, but is the quality there? I'm not sure it is. One of the teams you've got to fear for is Ipswich, because they keep selling players. They've got no strikers. And after a while, you know, as good at the back as they are, there's only so often you can keep pressure in your defence. And I think, especially if, you know, Mick does a great job there of keeping them organised and keeping them tight on a minimal budget. He gets no help from the chairman. And if they did, it's been quite acrimonious down there recently, and if they did get rid of Mick, I would fear for Ipswich, because there was not a lot in that squad to make you confident.
Certainly very interesting times indeed. And looking at Rotherham, like you said there, obviously Kenny Jackett's come in. It almost seems for me that, you know, maybe some planning is going into the next few years, because I suppose if you were going to be going into League One with Rotherham, I suppose there's no better manager than Kenny Jackett for being able to bounce back straight away.
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, you know, Tony Stewart's a very, very sort of clever guy. He's always going to plan a few seasons ahead, and I think he'd be naive, and he would be naive to not think of a scenario whereby Rotherham would be in League One, because that you know, if it hadn't been for Neil Warnock's miracle last year, they'd already be there. So yeah, he's got to be forward planning in that sense. But I think that it's part of a wider issue as well, that if you look at the managers who've come in recently, they've all got championship experience. And I think after, you know, especially with the foreign owners, that the penny's sort of dropped a little bit, and they're realising that the people who've been there and done it a little bit are valuable. And I think that's what Kenny is. As you say, he's got experience of the championship, he's got experience of keeping teams in the championship, and he's got experience of taking teams out of League One. So for a club like Rotherham stature, he's the perfect man.
Yeah, very much seems that way. Certainly looking forward to some more great championship action this weekend as well. Chris, it's always an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
No problem at all.